Today's program of Bagels and Blessings was previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad you're listening to the program today. I know I said I would be back live in the studio this week, but something came up and I couldn't be in two places at once. But guess what? I went digging in the archives and I found an interview I did with Rabbi Jonathan Bernis back in 1998. He shares his testimony and I think you're gonna love it. And of course I'll play some fabulous music too. So listen to Jonathan's tell and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. Please join us on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. We'd love to see you. While you're at Shema, be sure to visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open every Saturday right after our service and is now open on Thursdays from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. It's a great place to go for CDs and prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, cards, and jewelry. And if you would like to visit a congregation in the Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Breth Hadashah. They're at their new location, 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Let's start off with Elena Watson, Awake, O Israel. Zion, Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. Pharaoh's Harem has been a family-owned business for over 25 years. Their highly experienced training team is hired based on ambition and talent, and they absolutely excel in customer service and in technical excellence. Pharaoh's Harem is a great place to go for a massage, a facial, a pedicure or a manicure, or a nice new hairdo. They have two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just down the street from Marketplace Mall. The number there is 585-359-2249, and the other location is in Fairport in Packett's Landing on the Canal. The number there is 585-223-5850. Come into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you'll be treated like royalty.
As vessels, Lord, for you, let the name of God be our strong tower.
That was Barry and Batya Siegel from their CD Jerusalem, The Last Frontier. It was called Hallelujah. Next, we've got Paul Wilbur from his CD Desert Rain. This is called Mountains of Israel.
From the beginning to the end, it's been this way. Your promises, they never change. Your people will never be put to shame. From the desert to the endless sea, shows of Egypt to the eastern hills, the earth and the sky tremble at your will.
Wake up and call on the name of the Lord. Weak, be made strong, you have now been restored. Through the darkness is light. Oh, your kingdom is now inside. Lord God of Israel, arise. Consume us now.
Waters to the raining down, the day of the Lord is at hand.
Wake up and call on the name of the Lord. Weep, be made strong, you have now been restored. Oh, the darkness is light. Oh, your kingdom is now inside. Lord God of Israel, arise. Now with your fire, oh, every people and tribe, mountains of Israel, come alive. It's time to bring forth new wine from now till the end of time.
Come alive. It's time to bring forth new wine.
Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I'm just a nice Jewish girl who believes that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah. I've looked at the Old Testament prophecies and it all makes sense. You know what? Jesus made me kosher. That's right. And Yeshua means salvation. I am so excited that I know the truth about my Messiah. And I'm excited to bring this great music to you. Thank you so much for listening. Praise God. Here's a little messianic jazz with Ted Pierce. Hine lo yanum.
If I were you, 'cause just remember he's God and you're not, or I'll have some bad news for you. And I quote, Hine lo yanum ve lo yishan, ve lo yishan, ve lo yishan.
Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Odell Family Chiropractic. Listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect
it. This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Here's a song from Avner and Rachel Bosky. Their new CD is called Four Winds, and this one is called Sar Shalom, and that means Prince of Peace.
ביטחון ושר האוצר, ולא נשכח את השר להגנת הסביבה, נשיא המדינה וראש הממשלה.
is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. You're going to hear an interview with Jonathan Burness in a few minutes. It's from 1998, and I had a fun time hearing his testimony, and I know you're going to love it. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Israel has been described all throughout the Bible as a land flowing with milk and honey. Here's Rivka Witten with a great song. A word from Joel Chernoff on how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Every year, millions travel to Israel and their lives are forever changed. Why? Because being in Israel makes the Bible come alive. Prior to the modern state of Israel, there were very few tourists. Access to biblical sites were limited and even dangerous. Thanks to Israel, today's tours are safe and a life-changing experience for all. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Shalom. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammah Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Today's show was pre-recorded at an earlier time, and in a few minutes I'm going to play an interview I did with Jonathan Bernis back in 1998. But you know what? We've got time for another song. Here's an oldie but goodie. This is Marty Goetz with He Is My Defense.
My soul, wait thou only, only upon God, for from Him is my expectation. My soul, wait thou only, only upon God, for from Him is my expectation. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not. My defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. My Messiah only, He only is my rock and the horn of my salvation. Yes, my Yeshua only, He only is my rock and the horn of my salvation. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto, Leolam, Leolam. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved, Lord. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved.
Again, that was Marty Goetz. He is my defense. And my friends, that comes right out of Psalm 62, verse 2. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Hallelujah. And now, here's my interview with Jonathan Bernis.
Shalom, Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Bernis.
Shalom, Massel. How are you?
I'm just ecstatic. I listen to this music and I'm just floating up high.
Oh, I know. It does the same for me.
So how have you been doing?
Very well, thanks. I'm down in sunny Florida, and it's in the 60s today. I don't know how it is up there, but probably a bit colder.
Actually, I think we're having a bit of a warm spell today. It's around 40 degrees, I think.
Oh, not bad at all.
Not bad. Well, I wish we had hours and hours to cover everything, because you've just had a fascinating life. You're the executive director of Hero Israel Ministries. You were the first Messianic rabbi from Congregation Shema Yisrael, and you've seen thousands of people come to faith over in the former Soviet Union. I guess we just better get started. First things first. Rabbi Jonathan, how did you first come to realize that Yeshua was a Messiah?
Well, it was a process. It didn't happen overnight. The Bible says that the Word of God never returns void. And for me, I found that verse to be true over and over again. I first heard the gospel when I was in high school through a group called Young Life. I was actually born and raised in Rochester, and there was an assistant wrestling coach named David Toth who continued to share the gospel with me. He was the head of this group called Young Life, and it really had an impact on me, hearing stories about this man, Jesus, walk on water and heal the sick and perform miracles. But because I was Jewish, I never saw Jesus as an option for me. I was taught that to believe in Jesus is to be a traitor to your people, and Jews don't believe in Jesus, that Christians believe in Jesus. And I was taught that I was born a Jew, that I was to die a Jew. So although I was impressed with the stories in the New Testament, I understood that it wasn't for me. But that was the beginning of the seed being sown in my heart. About 4 years passed, I went on to the University of Buffalo, and like most of the people that I associated with, we got involved in experimenting with drugs and looking for some greater reality. And I had a girlfriend who became very much addicted to drugs, and I saw her headed towards an early death. She lost interest in school. She actually dropped out of school, and no one seemed to be able to talk any sense into her. And so I decided I wasn't going to stand around and watch this happen to her. So I didn't see her for several months. And when I bumped into her again on the street, she looked great. She was glowing. She was smiling. And I asked her what happened to her, and she began to tell me over and over again, day after day after day, with phone calls about how Jesus had changed her life. And ultimately, that led to my visiting home Bible study group that she was attending, and it was there that I began to really believe and accept Yeshua into my life, and from then on it was just a radical change.
Rabbi Jonathan, when you accepted him into your heart at that moment, at that time, did you feel that you were no longer Jewish?
Ethel, at first I didn't even think about it. I just felt the conviction of sin and the separation from God. It was so real to me. And it was only a week or so later that I realized, hey, this is really not for me. What have I done? But I began to read the New Testament, and I was amazed at what I saw. I saw not the book of the Gentiles or Christians. I made no distinction growing up between Gentiles and Christians. They were the one and the same to me. If you weren't Jewish, you were a Gentile or Christian. And they had the New Testament. We had the Old Testament. So I thought, but when I read the New Testament, I discovered how Jewish it really was. I saw Abraham and Moses and all the patriarchs of our faith in the first pages of the Gospels, and then I discovered that Jesus wasn't Catholic, he was Jewish, that he was born in Israel, that all his disciples were Jews, that all of the first followers of Jesus were Jews, that his name was Yeshua, which in the Hebrew means salvation, that he told his disciples to go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I discovered that the Jewish prophets spoke about Jesus as Messiah. He clearly fulfilled the different prophecies in Jewish writings. And ultimately, I understood what could be more Jewish than to believe in the Jewish Messiah. Yeshua.
Amen. I remember the exact same experience, looking at the New Testament for the first time and seeing that it was such a Jewish book, and I couldn't understand why my family had never read it and why I was told not to read it, and I thought it was just so exciting, and all the references to the Old Testament that were in the New Testament, it was obvious that the two just kind of fit together like a glove.
That's right. Unfortunately, there's a 2,000 years of miscommunication, of anti-Semitism, of atrocities committed against the Jewish people in the name of Christ and Christianity. And that has blurred a correct understanding of the real gospel message.
Amen. That is so true. Well, how did you come to end up being a Messianic rabbi?
Well, as soon as I started reading the Bible and discovered how Jewish it was, I felt a very strong call to the ministry. I can't explain exactly how that happened inside of me, but it was just a knowing. And I was at the time studying business administration at the University of Buffalo. Very goal-oriented, desiring to be a wealthy businessman traveling around the world. And yet I just knew inside of me that God was calling me into the ministry, which really led to a crisis in my life because I had such strong goals to be wealthy and to follow my own plan. And so I ran for a while, but you just can't outrun God. Everywhere I turned, he was there. And eventually, I just knew this is what I had to do. I resigned from the School of Business Administration. I pursued a degree in Jewish Studies and Early Christianity. And the Lord began to then clearly direct me to Jewish ministry. I began to understand clearly that he was calling me back to my own people. And he prepared me then to do just that. And I was back visiting my family. As I said, I'm from Rochester. In 1983, and the Holy Spirit dealt very strongly with me when I attended a small fellowship group that was meeting at Bethel Church. It was just about six people there. It was a Messianic fellowship led by Randy Katz, and it was there that the Holy Spirit began to show me that he was going to raise a significant congregation out of this small fellowship. And I didn't sleep at all that night, and by morning I knew that he was calling me to move back to Rochester and to start a congregation out of that fellowship group. And I did that in 1984 and led that congregation until 1992.
It's interesting you mentioned that you had a goal of being rich and going all around the world, and of course now you're following Yeshua, and that means that you are as rich as you can possibly be, and God is sending you all over the world, isn't he?
Well, the world, going around the world is true, and I am wealthy spiritually. It's very different than I had ever thought that I, very different than I'd ever thought I'd be doing, but it's been very, very exciting. I've gone to places that I never dreamed I'd go to. I have to pinch myself sometimes. It's so hard to believe that it's all happened.
Tell us a little bit about Hero Israel Ministries.
Well, Hero Israel Ministries is a Messianic Jewish outreach that is dedicated to reaching the Jew first and also the nations around the world. Our target area, since we were formed in 1992, has been to reach the Jewish communities of the former Soviet Union. When the walls came down in 1991, there was just a tremendous openness among the people, and within that population is a huge Jewish population. And so the Lord began to lead me to go back and forth to Russia, and then in 1992 he spoke very clearly to me that he wanted me to make a more significant commitment to the Jewish communities of the former Soviet Union, and that led to the formation of Messianic Jewish music festivals. These are large, vibrant celebrations where we have Messianic Jewish musicians, singers, dancers coming from all over the world to put on a high-level performance free of charge for the community that we are reaching out to, the city we're reaching out to. And then in the midst of that, I share my faith with the people and give them an opportunity to respond. And what began as an idea to have about 500 people come to one of these events turned into a massive few nights of concerts that drew 13,000 people to the Oktyabrsky Concert Hall in St. Petersburg, Russia, in May of 1993. And that ultimately led to many more. We've done 18 festivals, I think, in 14 cities. Over the last 5 years, we've been all over Ukraine, Moldova, Russia, Latvia, and we've had as many as 60,000 people attend these festivals. In one event, the largest in Odessa, Ukraine, where we rented the Central Football Stadium. And so we've had well over 300,000 attend these concerts, festivals in the last 5 years. It's been a very, very successful experience, and it's been really an exceedingly abundantly beyond anything that I had ever hoped for or imagined.
Don't you also occasionally have Holocaust survivors at these festivals, and you've seen some of them also accept the Lord?
Since the first festival, or actually the second one in Moscow, we have always had Holocaust survivors that have come. We invite them specially through societies of Holocaust survivors in the city, and we put on a special banquet or reception for them, and then we have specially reserved seats for them in the front. We present them with flowers, and we just acknowledge them as very, very special to us and to the Lord, these people that have suffered so greatly 50 years ago, and now we have the opportunity to share the love of God with them. It's been one of the high points of doing these festivals over the last 5 years.
Almost makes a person cry for joy.
Well, I've cried many times, and many on the team have cried as they've watched these people, now very old, mostly in their 80s and 90s, that suffered atrocities that we can't even imagine, limp forward to receive Yeshua and the Messiah into their life. It really is heart-wrenching. It's an incredible thing to experience, and it really changes you to see that happen.
Rabbi Jonathan, have you run into some roadblocks or difficulties with some of the government officials in some of these countries, or have those things all smoothed out?
Well, no, I don't. If they smoothed out, I'd have to ask God what we were doing that was wrong. Because the pattern in the book of Acts, when you read about Paul and Peter and the other apostles going into different cities, they were always met with opposition. The gospel always brings opposition. It's a simple message. You would think in the natural that who would resist a simple message of God's love and forgiveness, and yet in every city we've had major conflict, even to the point of the festival being shut down up until the actual night when we were able to have it. And in one city, Kharkov, Ukraine, in 1996, the government actually shut the festival down. They surrounded the stadium, the football stadium, with militia to keep the festival from happening. We have opposition from the Orthodox Jewish community that simply doesn't understand how we could be doing what we're doing, claiming to be Jewish and believing in Yeshua. And they have just made the decision, of course, 2,000 years ago, that could not be true. And they battle ferociously to keep Jewish people from hearing the good news. But God has really been victorious and given us the victory in all but one city. As I said, Kharkov, where the festival was shut down. But we've always had a great conflict, both from the Jewish community, from the government, and from anti-Semitic groups that just hate the Jewish people.
Now, many congregations have been planted now through Hero Israel Ministries, and do you have any report on how they're flourishing?
Well, they're doing wonderfully. We have, in all but two congregations, been able to raise up indigenous leaders, meaning Russian-speaking leaders from those cities. And they have done a wonderful job. Congregations are flourishing. They range in size between 100 and almost 500. Our largest one now is Kiev, Ukraine, where we have about 450 with 30 home cell groups. So the Messianic movement has really taken root now in Russia, and Ethel, I believe it's clearly a sign of the last days when the Bible says that the blindness will come off of the eyes of the Jewish people until ultimately all Israel will be saved and then the Messiah Jesus returns.
I just want to thank you so much for being on Bagels and Blessings today.
My pleasure. It was great to talk to you again, and God bless everyone that's listening in Rochester, my hometown.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Jonathan. God bless you.
God bless you. Shalom.
Shalom Aleichem.
Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Jonathan Bernis. Next, we've got Deborah Kleine and Turno. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Enjoying the program, I would encourage you to go to www.bagelsandblessings.com and click on the donate button, because if you help me, then I can stay on the air. This program is supported by sponsors and donations from listeners like you. So even if you could just maybe give $1, $2, $100, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, but I need help to stay on the air. And all you got to do is go to bagelsandblessings.com and click on donate and do it through PayPal. It's easy, it's quick, and it'll help me stay on the air. Thanks very much. And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechecha Adonai Vayish Morecha. Yahir Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha. Yisadonai Panavalecha. We assemble Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.